Good evening and welcome to Anointed Temple of Praise Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, Monday Manna Bible Study. And we are here, Dr. Murray and myself, and we have a guest.
That's right. Come on up a little bit.
That's going to lead us tonight.
How you doing, Carter? Good. All right. You got to speak up so the people can hear you. How you doing?
Good.
That's right. That's right. Did you have a great day today? Yes, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. You ready for the fireworks tonight?
Yeah, I'm ready for 4th of July.
4th of July. This is 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July.
That's right. Happy 4th. Now, Carter, we'll take this Bible study and run with it now. We're training
Papa,
them up.
Oh, you're funny.
Okay. See what I'm saying? We're training them up now. He's gonna lead us in prayer today, right? Yes, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. Slide over a little bit now so the people can see him. Can everybody see Carter? Tell them your name, Carter, and tell them how old you are. Take your hands off your head.
I'm 5.
Okay, you're 5 years old.
And
what grade are you going to?
Kindergarten.
Going to kindergarten. And what's your name? Tell them your full name. Carter what?
Carter Richmond.
What's your other part of your name? Carter?
Carter Thomas Brown Richmond.
All right. Carter Thomas Brown Richmond. Is that right? And you're 5 years old?
Yeah, I'm 5 years old.
And you'll be going to kindergarten next year?
Mm-hmm. This year.
This year. That's right.
I mean, this year. I'm sorry.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And you also, when is your birthday? When will you be 6? Is it February? You gotta look. We live now. We got a lot of people watching you. Is it February?
February the 20th.
February the 20th. All right. So we praise God for each of you who are on tonight, and we thank God for this time. This is a day where family comes together and where we just participate in different activities, and then also try to have a good time in terms of eating some good food. Did you get something to eat today?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I ate some shrimp and some corn on the cob, and I ate some beans that I didn't even eat.
Okay. Ate some beans you didn't eat. Okay. All right. Well, that's great. You going to go swimming later? Yes, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started, and then once you do the prayer, me and Nana are going to go ahead and do it from there. You want to stand in here, or you want to sit in here with us, or you going to do the prayer and then you're going to go back in there?
I'm going to do the prayer and go back in there.
Okay.
After I do the prayer, I'm going swimming.
Oh, okay. After you do the prayer, you're going swimming.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, it's 6:04. Let us know that the sound is clear and that you're getting a good signal. And y'all give Carter some thumbs up for him being here and let him know that you'll appreciate him as he prepares to lead us in prayer for this time that we're going to have. You see all those hearts and thumbs up?
Oh, yeah.
You see all of that?
Is that my mama?
Is your mama on there, too?
Your mama right there.
That's right. So they all giving you some thumbs up and some hearts and letting you know how much they appreciate you. All right? Okay, you ready to do the prayer?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. Our Father.
Our Father,
which art in heaven, thank you for this day,
thank you for this day,
and thank you for our lives,
and thank you for our lives,
thank you for the 4th of July,
thank you for the 4th of July,
and thank you for all the food that we had to eat,
and thank you for all the food that we eat,
and now God,
bless us,
as we prepare for this study,
for this study,
on this Monday night, In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
You know what else to say.
We pray. Amen.
That's
Amen.
It. All right.
Thank you, Carter.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We'll see you later, okay?
Okay.
You did a great job, man. All right. Well, we're in Proverbs. Carter kicks us off and gets us started here tonight, and we praise God for family. And it's always good to have family around and to be able to fellowship with each other and just and watch particularly these kids grow up. I tell you, he's growing up fast.
Growing up fast, I'm telling you.
And now he's a talker. He was real kind of shy for about 3 years, wasn't he? But something went off, and he's talking, and now you can't hardly stop him from talking. He's always asking questions, but that's
and
good.
And he has an opinion.
He has an opinion about everything.
Not only questions, he has an opinion.
That's right. All right, but we praise God for each of you tonight, and we're in Proverbs, we're going to do the third chapter, and we're going to just kind of skip around a little bit and do some overviews. We're not going to try to cover all of these chapters. We'll probably just do some overviews and lift up some key verses in some of these chapters, and maybe try to get to around chapter 20. You think we can do that tonight?
Hopefully. And the way we have it outlined is, I think we lift up one or two verses out of each chapter.
Okay.
So there's going to be a lot of page surfing tonight.
Right.
You know, going from one chapter to another. It's not going to be succinct, you know, reading one chapter, reading one verse, and then going through the whole book.
Okay. All right.
So be prepared to skip around tonight, okay? And we're going to talk about the verses that we lift up for just a few moments.
And then after we finish Proverbs, and we'll probably finish up next week, we're going to go into Ecclesiastes, and then we'll have more time where we'll actually go through those chapters and break them down and then give some clear definition and explanation. But we hope and pray that you all are reading and that you are getting clarity. And we'll let you know where we'll be on next week before we close.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about this past weekend, yesterday, really. And we talked last week about all of the activities we had last week. But this weekend, we kind of closed out with our game at the Redbirds on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we finished up with some of our graduates, one graduate who was not present last Sunday, and we had a powerful worship experience. And we had quite a few people in the attendance in person, and had a good online audience as well.
Good online presence.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what happened on yesterday.
Well, on yesterday, you continued your sermon series on insecurity. Insecure.
Okay.
And you preached from Philippians 4, 11 through 13. And I know that 13th verse is a very familiar passage of scripture for most of us, where it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Okay.
But your sermon topic was living in my own skin.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you first said that, I was trying to
figure out
who else's skin are you going to live in? But you really kind of brought clarity to it, that sometimes, you know, we try to pretend like we're something else.
Mm-hmm.
Or we try to pretend like everything is okay when it's really not.
Mm-hmm.
So that's living outside of
yourself
or living outside of your own skin when you're not transparent, you know, with your situation or what you're going through. And I know all of us try to put forth our best light in front of people. We don't want people to know what we're going through. But that's a tactic of the enemy.
That's right.
That we don't really disclose our struggles to one another. That's when we become strong, when we disclose our insecurities to each other.
That's good.
You know, when we disclose our insecurities, then we're able to become stronger as people of God. Now, that doesn't mean that we have to go around telling everybody our business.
Right, right.
It simply means that, you know, when we have the opportunity, we can say, you know, this is what I'm going through, and this is how God brought me through.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be able to help someone else along the way.
Okay.
So it's the Philippians 4, 11 through 13 talks about, not that I speak in regard of need, for I've learned in whatever state I am to be content.
Mm-hmm.
That means we have to be comfortable. And I think that's the first point you gave that you mentioned, that you have to be comfortable in whatever state you're in.
Okay.
You know, if you're struggling, be comfortable and be confident, knowing that God is going to move you from where you are to where he wants you to be.
Okay.
That where you are right now, where the old folks used to say, this too shall pass.
That's right.
And I keep saying the old folks. I am old folks. This too shall pass. So be comfortable with where you are. Be comfortable not in the fact that you're going to be comfortable enough to remain where you
are.
You know, comfortable enough to realize that God is your strength and he will move you from where you are to where he wants you to be.
Okay.
And that 12th one says that I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Again, you talked about that second one, to be content, you know, in where you are. I don't know about you all, but there's some times in our lives where we were struggling.
That's right.
You know, we were on the struggle bus.
That's right.
You know, but God brought us through. Again, that is not where you are going to remain. And you have to believe that God is going to bring you out of that. So be content in where you are. You know, don't try to live beyond your means. That's where most of us get in trouble.
Okay.
Living beyond our means, trying to impress people instead of trying to impress God. And I know you brought that out in the sermon.
That's
also
good. That's good.
And then you said, I'm conformed. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am conformed. Conformed means being molded to what God wants you to
That's
be.
Right. That's right. And the transformation takes place. It's not the conformity of the world, but it's being conformed to what God would have for us and allowing that transformation to take place. And when it does, we are renewed by the word. And the Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And so when that happens, then we begin to function at a level where we are no longer insecure, but we're secure. And we know that our security, first and foremost, comes from God. Lies in God. And when we're secure in God and we have that relationship in place, then all of the other relationships, in my opinion, will fall in line, because the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto us.
Amen.
And so we're going to continue this series, and we're looking forward to a message that you're going to share with us in this series as well. Because when you talk about insecurities, Lady Kim, there's so much that we mask, or we try to hide, or we perpetrate and pretend, as you just indicated. And a lot of times the enemy will keep us confined in our insecurities, and we never get to the place that God has destined for us. And I believe if we get a handle on our insecurities and we're released from that, then we'll be further along in the journey.
Amen.
Thank you so much for that recap. And we're looking forward to what God is going to say to us as we move through this summer series as it relates to being insecure. Well, tonight we're going to look at the third chapter of Proverbs. We're in Proverbs, the third chapter. And as Lady Kim indicated, when we started, we're going to do a little jumping around. We're not going to just walk through all of those verses, but there are some of those verses that we will read in terms of trying to bring clarity. But when we look at Proverbs, the third chapter, it really deals with the promises of those who want to know and do God's will. And we're talking about wisdom, and we know that wisdom comes from the Lord. James says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, and God will give that to him. And so wisdom is what really directs our path. And once we mature in the things of God, it gives us a better clarity in terms of the things that we are facing, the things that we're going through. And we don't act out of sorts. We trust God, even though the situation might look difficult or our circumstances might look beyond our control. when we're secure in God, then we know that we can go through that situation because God has promised that he'd never leave us nor forsake us. Mm-hmm. And so in Proverbs, we see some very powerful things taking place here. But I always like that fifth and sixth verse of that third chapter, and most people are familiar with that one. And you have your word there. And let's read maybe five through eight of the third chapter of Proverbs, and let's see what that says.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is that through verse number eight?
That was eight, yes.
Okay, so we see here that the journey starts with five and six, really, when you're talking about trusting in the Lord with all of thine heart, mm-hmm. and leaning not into thy own understanding. Many times that's a difficult thing for a lot of people to do. But if we do that and then we abide by what God's word would have for us, we will gain additional wisdom because we're trusting God to see mm-hmm. us through. And then I think in the 7 and 8 verses, it really gives us the promise for the journey. The journey really kind of starts with 5 and 6, mm-hmm. and then 7 and 8 just kind of gives us some clarity, and it gives us the promise for the journey, and it helps us get better traction, if you will, as we go forward.
Amen. Amen.
So what about 7 and 8? How would you kind of close that out and summarize those two verses?
Well, when it talks about it will bring health to our bodies and nourishment to our bones,
mm-hmm.
you know, the fear of God influences men to avoid sin, abstaining from all appearances of it. So 7 and 8 wants us to avoid sin at all costs.
Okay.
You know, I was telling somebody the other day that, you know, if you're in bad company, then you will be, if you're associated with those persons, even though you're not a bad person or you're not doing bad things, just your association with them, that appearance of it,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Will tarnish your reputation.
Yeah.
So, you know, it says abstaining from all appearance of evil and all appearance of sin.
Okay. All right. So chapter 3 really kind of gives us direction in terms of the path as it relates to wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And then chapter 4, wisdom perfects our path.
Okay.
So we get direction and then we get perfection.
Perfection.
Yeah.
I like that. Direction and then perfection.
Right. And so, like we said earlier, we're not going to read all of those verses, but we're going to just pick out some key verses in each chapter that we go through
in each
tonight.
Chapter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you said we're going to go up to chapter 20?
Yeah.
Okay. So and I think in chapter 20 we go succinctly.
I believe so.
But well, not succinctly, but at least we lift up
couple more
all
ground.
The verses,
mm-hmm.
at least a verse in each one of the chapters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so in this fourth chapter, Solomon, he seems to be reflecting on his past and how he now is walking in obedience. And I think many times, Lady Kim, for us, as we mature in the things of God, and as we grow older, oftentimes the things that we did when we were younger, we have learned from that and we don't make those same mistakes
right. As
we mature. Well, we
should.
Hopefully. Yeah, we
should. Hopefully we don't.
Because some people continue to make the same mistakes over and over again. And I think there's a lesson to be learned in our mistakes. And once we learn that lesson, we should be clear not to go back and try to repeat that again because we already know what the consequences are going to be.
Mm-hmm. Or we should know what the consequences would be. That's just like walking down the street and falling in a hole. Mm-hmm. And then the next day you come to that same street and you walking down the street, you should try to avoid that hole, that mm-hmm. same accident. But, you know, some people continue to walk down the same street and fall in the hole every day,
over
you know,
and over
and over again. If it's not every day, every time they come that way, Well, you should have learned by now to avoid that. And it's the same way with our lives.
That's
with
right.
sinful situations. Once we fall into that, you know, and anytime you fall into something, you fall into a mess. Some people say, I fell in love. Well, I ain't going to go there tonight.
Don't do it. You're opening up another door.
Yeah. You don't fall into it, because when you fall into something, you fall into a mess. But anyway, that's like sin, okay?
Okay.
We should not continue to do the same thing over and over again, because we'll get that same result.
Okay.
And Proverbs, or these wise sayings, remind us of that.
Okay. So Solomon, in the fourth chapter, for those of you who just joined us, he's doing a lot of reflection on when he was younger, and now he's come into a place. He has come into a place of maturity,
his manhood,
and he understands clearly about the mistakes he made when he was young, and now he's sharing and imparting wisdom. He was walking in disobedience, just like many of us when we were young, but now he's walking in obedience, and I just believe that obedience brings the reward, obedience breaks the yokes, and when we start living out this word and applying it, and our behavior matches what we believe, I believe God does a powerful work in our lives, and it pushes us to another place in Him, and we grow up faster when we do that.
Amen.
So verses 4-7, let's just read those. We're in the fourth chapter of Proverbs. Lady Kim's going to lift up verses 4-7.
Amen. Fourth chapter of Proverbs, verse 4. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding.
Wow. Isn't that powerful?
Yes.
So this kind of leaves the door open to say that even though you have wisdom, if you don't have understanding, you can still be in bad shape. Is
Absolutely.
That right?
Absolutely, yes.
So Solomon here is saying, well, wisdom is the principal thing. And therefore, get the wisdom, and with all of your getting, make sure you get some understanding.
Absolutely.
And so we have to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. As I say oftentimes, there's a big difference between studying the word and reading the word.
Absolutely.
And so we have to get into that word and allow that word to be a seed and fertile soil unto our souls. And then James says, don't just be hearers of the word,
but doers
as well.
That's right.
And I think that's where we get that understanding and the clarity, when we start walking in the promises of God and we lean not into our own understanding.
And when Solomon begins, he's talking about, or he's quoting the instructions that he's received from his father.
Okay.
You know, he's not to give up wisdom and understanding, is never to refuse obeying his words. He's to accept and love wisdom,
okay,
which will keep or preserve him from evil, from evil from himself and the evil from others.
That's right.
No price is too high to be purchased with all he has acquired, or no price too high to be paid for wisdom. All right. And you can't put a price on wisdom.
That's right.
Really.
That's right.
There is no sacrifice too great to obtain the prize of wisdom. You know, in Matthew, the 15th chapter, in the 4th verse, it talks about that. And also in Luke, the 10th chapter, in the 42nd verse.
Talked about that wisdom.
Yes.
And the importance of getting the understanding and clarity as well.
Right.
Okay, all right. So we're not going to spend much time in the fourth chapter, but we hope that y'all will indeed go back and read those verses. Do we have any comments or any questions coming forth?
Brother Martez says, when we learn from our mistakes that we've made, we should remember that God is with us and he will never leave or forsake us.
Okay, that's Amen. Good. That's good. That's a solid sister, word.
Carolyn said, hopefully when we know better, we do better.
That's right.
Hopefully.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But some people are stubborn and they don't want to learn from their mistakes. And a lot of people get lost in the whole process. I know there's a lot that's going on in our world today.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many people who out there and they have not really accepted the Lord as mm-hmm. their Savior.
Mm-hmm.
And their behavior really is a clear indication of where they are in the journey.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a lot of noise, but God is trying to give us a clear signal in the midst of all of the noise so that we can direct our way to Him and follow Him so that we might be confident in what we have learned and get understanding and then being obedient to what He requires of us.
Amen, amen. And I think later on in some of the chapters we're going to read, it talks about the darkness of sin.
Right, right.
You know, so
right.
we're going to cover the darkness of sin.
Okay, mm-hmm. So we're moving to the fifth chapter of Proverbs. And Lady Kim, as I was looking at that, I think we're going to lift up maybe just one verse in that mm-hmm. fifth chapter.
Right.
But this fifth chapter really deals with instructions.
Mm-hmm.
And when those of you who will read it in its entirety, you will see that it deals with accepting instructions
mm-hmm.
Of the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also talks about avoiding idolatry and adultery.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about faithfulness and how important it is for us to be faithful. And it talks also here about the consequences of disobedience.
Mm.
And so that fifth chapter is really power-packed. And we could spend the rest of the night just in that fifth chapter. But we're going to lift up that first verse and see how it applies to accepting the instruction of the teacher.
Amen. Amen. That and we're going to talk about Proverbs, the fifth chapter, and the first verse.
Right, right.
And it says, "My son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding."
Okay. Attend to my wisdom, follow the instructions, accepting the instructions, and then bow thine ear.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you get clarity.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be in such a hurry where you hear something and then you run off.
Right.
But you got to make sure that you incline so that you can get understanding.
And I think this second verse is attached to this also.
It is.
And it says that thou mayest regard discretion
mm-hmm.
and that thy lips may keep knowledge.
Wow.
So, you know, that mm-hmm. wisdom and knowledge go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Sister
mm-hmm.
Gwen says wisdom comes with time and experience,
okay.
and it can't be bought or given as a gift.
That's good.
In a way, I think it can be given as a gift,
mm-hmm.
You know, because people have spoken wisdom into my life, and I would accept that as a gift.
Okay.
And I see what you mean when sometimes, you know, experience, wisdom comes with time and experience, but you know, one prime example is your dad.
Mm-hmm.
Your father would always give me
nuggets
of wisdom
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that I held on to
mm-hmm.
throughout my life, and so it was a gift unto me.
Okay, and I think even in that regard, he was not giving it to you like a gift in a bowl package,
right? Right.
But he was imparting that, and you received it as
right.
a gift from him.
Right.
And a lot of times, I think, even when that goes forth today, people might not really understand what has been spoken into their lives.
As a gift of wisdom.
As a gift of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, that's good right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, anything else on that fifth chapter, but those that we just read verses 1 and 2 of the fifth chapter.
Yes.
And so anything else you want to share?
Well, I think when it says my son too, you
mm-hmm.
know, it speaks a lot to son, but you know, it means anybody.
Right.
You
right,
know, it's
right.
not just saying to a male, to the male gender,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it's speaking to everyone. But when he says my son, if the son grasps it,
mm-hmm.
then he eventually is going to be the head of the household,
okay.
and that will trickle down, you know, to the woman and then to the children.
Okay, okay, all right. That's good. That's good. Now that's you open up a door, but I'm not
yeah,
gonna go in there.
Yeah, don't go through there.
All right, all right. Because if we do, we'll get locked there. But that's good, and because we need to make sure, even for those of us who are in marriages or in relationships where we have family, mm-hmm. that the man should be the spiritual guide, and he should follow God, and the family should follow him as he follows God.
Amen.
And so when the men decide they're going to live a life of obedience and surrender to God, it's much easier for them to share those biblical principles, because they know in their heart what God has done and what he's instructing him to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Any other comments there? We'll keep going. All right. So we look at the sixth chapter of Proverbs, and we're moving around now. We're not going to just move through all of these chapters. But the sixth chapter here, Lady Kim, it deals with a lot here as well, because we see it's talking about promises paid to other people, that people's debts. That's coming out in the first five verses. Maybe we can lift up those first five verses, and that'll put you right in line with what we have on our handout for the sixth verse. But when you look at the remaining portions of that sixth chapter, it also deals with laziness. Mm. And then it talks about how there's a fate that's going to happen as it relates to those who continue to walk in their wickedness.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of verses I really want us to focus in on after you read those first five or six verses is to skip down to verses 16 through 19.
Okay.
We've heard these verses repeated before, but these verses really talk about some of the things that God hates. Mm-hmm. And that he despises.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's look at Proverbs, the sixth chapter. We're going to look at the first six verses. My son, if thou be surety for thy friend, if thou hast stricken thy hand with a stranger, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Do this now, my son, and deliver thyself. When thou art come into the hand of thy friend, go humble thyself and make sure thy friend. Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thy eyelids. Deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise.
Okay, that's the sixth verse, right?
Yes.
Okay, so when you look at that as it relates to, he's talking about promises to pay others. It talks about debt there in those first five verses. And then he starts talking about the laziness or the sluggards, what do you call it, the ant,
mm-hmm.
and how he used the ant as a reference in terms of what we need to consider.
Okay. You know, and the ant he used as an example because the ant is industrious.
Okay, all right.
And it is seen as supplying an example of wisdom to the sluggard or the slothful.
Uh-huh.
The ant has ceaseless activity, using its own free will, not set on work or kept up to it by external authority. The ant's ways are the manner in which the ant displays her industry and foresight. So, you know, the ant is always busy, steady mm-hmm. working, steady providing for itself, steady going back and forth. And I mm-hmm. think that's what it means to be, you know, that the ant is always busy. It's not a sluggard. It's not lazy.
That's right. That's right. And so that's that part where I was talking about the laziness
mm-hmm.
and how important it is for us to be on the go and making sure that we are doing what's necessary
mm-hmm.
in order for us to accomplish what God would have for us to do
mm-hmm.
and not become slothful or lazy, if you will, and but we have to go get it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And so, any comments there?
Okay. No more comments.
Okay. So. Let's drop down to I think it's 16. That's it, 16.
Yes, 16 through 19. Uh-huh. Six things that the Lord hates.
Okay.
Yay. Seven are an abomination unto him.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the sixth chapter of Proverbs, okay. The 16th verse. The 17th verse now. The things that the Lord hates,
okay.
And seven are an abomination. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that devises wicked imagination. Feet that be swift in running to mischief. A false witness that speaketh lies. And he that soweth discord among the brethren.
Okay, that's powerful there. And y'all might want to just mark that down. Or tell them those verses again.
16
and what chapter?
Through 19 of the sixth chapter of Proverbs.
Okay, and so we're talking about the wisdom. These are wisdom books that we're studying. And Solomon is really laying out some powerful information here. And I think early on, Lady Kim, we talked about when people start reading the Bible first off, you know, and from the first time, sometimes people get confused when they start in Genesis and try to work their way all the way through. But there are some books that, like this one, for instance, that will give you practical handles for day-to-day living,
mm-hmm.
and for things that you are going through, mm-hmm. in even in your own life. And Proverbs is one of those books. And in my opinion, Philippians as well as James really gives you some practical handles for you to hold on to. And you can really understand what those writers are saying as it relates to the situation that you might find yourself in.
Mm-hmm.
But in those verses you just read, 16 through 19, we really need to hear those verses.
Amen.
Because these are the things that God despises. These
mm-hmm.
are the things that God hates. And I think many times we find ourselves trying to keep a checklist of things that we should and should not do. But this right here, you need to really pay attention to, because God really despises these things.
Yes. And some of them just jump off the page.
That's
there
right.
was a situation in Illinois. On
mm-hmm.
today at
mm-hmm.
the 4th of July parade, where a crazed man stood on a rooftop and just opened
fire
on the crowd.
That's
and
sad.
In this 17th verse,
mm-hmm.
one of the things that God hates is hands that shed innocent blood.
That's right. That's right.
Those people were innocent watching the parade, and here's some crazed person stood and took the lives of innocent people.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to have to answer to the Lord for that. But not only that, I just pointed that out because that happened today. In 17, the beginning of 17 says a proud look and a lying tongue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a lot of people who just lie for no reason. You know, most of us are, many of us are deceptive. Well, I put it like this. All of us are deceptive
mm-hmm.
at times.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to repent of our deception, because deception is a lie.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
It's just a fancy word for saying you telling a lie. But deception, God hates a lying tongue, you know. And so hands that shed innocent blood. People that scheme and, you know, scheme up wicked, you know, have wicked schemes and wicked thoughts on their mind on how to do things, wicked things to people, or how to entrap or ensnare or trip people up.
Okay.
God
okay.
hates those things.
Okay.
You know, people that run to mischief. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
you running to see what the fight is all about. No, you need to be running away from that
That's
sin.
Right. That's
you
right.
know. So, yes, those four verses key to how we should not live.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the sixth chapter in 16 through 19 that Lady
Correct.
Kim just finished reading. Now, for those of you just joining us, we certainly welcome you tonight on this 4th of July evening. And we're going to look at Proverbs, the 7th chapter, mm-hmm. and there are a few verses that we want to lift up in that seventh chapter tonight. It's going to be a tall order for us, Lady Kim, to really
get to chapter 20.
But we want to lift up 4 through 5 tonight, and then just provide a little commentary, and then we'll go over to the 8th chapter.
Okay. We're in the 7th chapter of Proverbs, verse 4. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman, that they may keep thee from the strange woman and from the stranger which flattereth with her words.
Okay. So this 7th chapter is power-packed as well.
Yes,
and it's
it
got a lot going on there, but he's really kind of giving us some clarity and direction in terms of how we should deal with each other and how we should be mindful of those that we entertain, and then also how we use our words in terms of when we're in communication and conversation with each other.
Mm-hmm. And it's actually telling men about, you know, being wise about women.
That's right.
And those
That's right.
flattering words
That's
that
right.
they use to ensnare and to trap them.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, I said that a different way, but you went right in. So you're absolutely right. And so it not only just applies to men, because it can go both ways.
It can.
And
yes.
so we have to be mindful of that, even in our own conversation. And our behavior should match our belief. And so we shouldn't find ourselves or put ourselves in situations where we begin to try to impress people or we try to persuade people to do something based upon us enticing them with our words.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So any comments coming forth, Lady Kim? We got about
so
15
far.
Minutes. We're going to wrap it up here in a few minutes. We're certainly glad to see each of you tonight, and we want you to go ahead, if you have any prayer requests, to go ahead and lift those up, put them in the box there. So we're going to pray with you here in the next 5-10 minutes as we prepare to close out tonight. And then let's try to see if we can get at least to chapter 11, Lady Kim, for
okay.
tonight, with the few verses that we can lift up out of each of those chapters here tonight.
And one thing I'd like to mention too, someone was saying that they had a comment, but they were on the streaming side.
Oh, okay.
So if you are on the streaming side, I don't think there is a way for you to put in a comment, because mm-hmm. they were asking me how they could make a comment. And even if there is a way that you can put a comment in, we can't see that
mm-hmm.
right now.
That's what we're working
so,
on.
So, yes, we're working on making that transition. So, hopefully, bear with us, and we will be able to do that in the future. So, we'll be able to see both platforms and
That's
be able
right.
to respond.
So, those who are viewing now on the Facebook platform, we can only see their comments.
Right.
But we do have other people. And those who are watching the comments, there are other people on our streaming side, as Lady Kim indicated, that we don't see, and you don't see them as well. But they are viewing and they're watching. Everybody doesn't have Facebook or, you know, and so they go to the website, and then that'll direct them right to the streaming side of the of the study.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a good audience. We have a good participation on both sides. And mm-hmm. so we praise God for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're in the eighth chapter.
Mm-hmm.
of Proverbs. And we're studying the books of wisdom. And we're going to read all the way through. If you lift up that 33rd verse of the 8th chapter, I think that will give us some clarity. And then we'll jump down to the 9th chapter. In the 9th verse.
Okay. The 33rd verse says, hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not.
Okay. All right.
And 9 and 9 says, give instruction to a wise man and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man and he will increase in learning.
Wow. That's good. That's mm-hmm. good. So here again, we see that whole process of accepting the instruction mm-hmm. of the teacher.
Right.
And he's going back and forth. He's talking about reflection on when he was younger, and now he's imparting wisdom from what he's learned to his son. And you'll see that oftentimes coming back and forth through Proverbs. And now he's talking clearly about the importance and the significance of us allowing that wisdom to direct our path. As we have gained the knowledge, mm-hmm. you want to get wisdom, and you want to get understanding.
Absolutely.
And then it's not for you to keep it to yourself. It's for it to be imparted or given to those who are coming behind you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Just like we had Lil Carter on earlier, he doesn't know it yet, but that's a part of us applying wisdom into his life and pouring into him. That's what most people say, pouring into him. And he's getting training early on, and so it won't be foreign to him if he comes on the regular and he participates and we walk him through his prayers. He's going to get to a point, Lady Kim, where he'll be able to stand on his own 2 feet mm-hmm. and be able to say some prayers.
Amen. That's right. Brother Martez says that verse 34 teaches us to stay in tune with God and his obedience daily. That's
okay.
Correct. Verse 34 said, "Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gate, waiting at the post of my doors."
Okay. All right. Thank you, Brother Martez, for those comments. Let's look at the 9th chapter in verse number 9. Did you read that one?
Yes,
already?
I read that.
Okay, let's go over to the 10th chapter. And don't forget, even as Lady Kim is getting ready to read that, if you have any requests, prayer requests, we want you to go ahead and start putting those in, because our time is getting away from us and we're going to close out here in the next 5-10 minutes.
Okay. The first verse of the 10th chapter, it says, "The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother."
Okay. You want to elaborate on that any?
Well, you know, Solomon is a wise man.
Okay.
And made David king. So David made Solomon glad in his father's in his father's sight. And it says, "But a foolish son bringeth grief and trouble or heaviness to his
mm-hmm.
mother."
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we know that King David kind of lost his mind.
Mm-hmm.
And can you imagine how his mother felt?
Yeah.
You know, she was grieved at his behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So even though his father, and I'm sure his mother was proud also that he was king, but it also grieved his mother when he falls into foolishness or folly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so it is with us even
Absolutely.
Today. That same kind of feeling and frustration applies, because we want our children to do well. We want them to succeed and to prosper and to be in good health and mm-hmm. and to follow the mandate and the instructions that have been passed on. And so Solomon here is talking about how that foolishness, if it can bring a heaviness to the situation,
mm-hmm.
But the instruction should make the parents proud and mm-hmm. the father proud. And David, of course, was the one who was able to accomplish so much for God, and he was a man after God's own heart. But even here, we see where he fell into foolishness. And but God continued to extend favor to him and continued to extend grace to him. And so it is with us. And that's not an excuse to sin, but we should be mindful of our behavior and make sure that we try, first of all, I believe, to please God after we have received the instruction, and then make sure we apply that instruction and let our what we believe match our behavior.
Amen.
I said a mouthful, but did you understand what I was saying?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But the most important is that our belief should match our behavior.
That's
if
right.
If we believe something and our behavior displays something else, then that's, you know, contrary.
That's right. That's right.
Not only to our belief system, but to God's will.
Okay.
Amen. And then it asks us, then we jump down to the 10th chapter and the 13th verse,
mm-hmm.
Where it says, "In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found, But a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding.
Uh-oh. What is that? That rod, Reverend? What is he talking about there?
That rod is no understanding, a lack of understanding.
Okay.
The lack of understanding spiritual things.
Okay, okay, okay. So, where's that verse where it says...
The rod of correction shall drive foolishness far from their heart. That's in Proverbs, too.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
And another one is what it says, spoil the child or...
spare the rod.
Uh-huh, right.
I spare the rod and spoil the child.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's...
Proverbs or not.
Biblical or if that's...
Well, let's see while you continue with that. I'm going to pull it up and see if that's... And anybody on there, they could pull it up. That's
the beat down.
Beat down.
Yeah. Spare well, you know what? We're talking about discipline. We're not talking, you know, when we say the beat down, we jokingly say that. But that's not beating, you know, abuse. You know, that's a spanking. I think we were talking about that at church yesterday, how when Tierra acted up at church one Sunday, I spanked her legs with a comb. They knew what a comb was, you know. They didn't know what a ruler was. So I didn't hit them with a ruler, but I did spank those, sting those legs with a comb.
Okay.
You know.
It's in, look at 13, Proverbs 13, and we're jumping ahead of ourselves and see what that says. Proverbs 13 and 24.
13 and 24. Uh-huh. It says, he that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chastiseth
him.
Somebody
just put it in there too.
Yeah.
And so that's the same application that I was making.
Spare the rod and spoil the child.
That's where that saying comes from. And by sparing the rod, that means not disciplining them, but correcting them through discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't, then you're spoiling the child.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think we got messed up when we started listening to all those philosophers, Sigmund Freud and all that, saying it'll mess with the child's self-esteem. And, you know, it will if you beat them, you know. But we're not talking about beating children.
Right.
We're talking about, you know, a little slap on the hand or a swat on the backside to let them know, hey, you need to straighten up, all right?
Well, I know a lot of us can relate to what we had to go through growing up because it wasn't a little tap. It wasn't a little tap on the hand.
But did it make you a better person?
It made me a better person.
Okay, you ever been in jail? I don't know if I should ask that question.
Uh-oh.
You ever been in jail?
Not over for an extended period of time. No, I haven't.
I have never seen the inside of a jail cell. Well, when I went to see the Civil Rights Museum and went and saw the cell that Dr. Martin Luther King was in the Birmingham jail. But no, I have not spent not even an hour in a jail cell. You know, I don't think my sister, my brother and I, we have never seen the incident. So I think, you know, that rod of correction drove that foolishness from our hearts, okay?
Yeah, well, that's a whole nother conversation.
That is. We're going to move on because I was in some situations where it could have been.
Right, I could have seen
the inside of
the pretty much
jail
what
cell.
Happened to me, but I don't have a record to indicate that I have been there.
Okay.
But I did spend the night in jail. And so that's a long story. No, I mean, you know.
No, I'm just teasing.
And there's a comment there. What is Dr. Q?
The wisdom rod of correction that's been held back is definitely showing in this generation.
That's right.
Yes,
it
is.
That's right. And so it's very difficult now for parents to even try to, use discipline in that manner. Because of the consequences that they have to deal with in terms of how society has already laid a foundation that's saying that's negative behavior and it's going to corrupt the children, you know. So we have to be mindful of that.
Mm-hmm.
What are you seeing there?
Sister Carolyn Butler said she's been to jail only because she worked there. You know, but it's nothing to strive for. Sister Gwen said a lot of us have never been to jail because we were not caught. Yeah, we said that too. And somebody, Dr. Quali said, I am a lot of us.
Okay. So, well, let me see if we can, and I know we're gonna, this is gonna throw us off a little bit, but you know, behind bars, and that's what we see when we talk about being in prison or in jail. But really, when we are disobedient to what God requires of us, that's probably, we are in prison and we are behind bars because we're living in a cage because we have not surrendered to what God requires of us. You follow what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so it makes it very difficult, even though you have never been inside of a confined place with bars in front of you. That's almost exactly the way it is for those who live in disobedience mm-hmm. to what God requires.
It's a spiritual prison.
It's a spiritual prison mm-hmm. that many times we find ourselves mm-hmm. in.
Yes. A lot of people are leaning, you know, towards some more scriptures. Sister Carolyn says Proverbs 23 and 13 says, if we beat a child with the rod, he shall not surely die. Martez Jones says, I've always listened to my elders in my family and in my church, and I have never received whippings or been in jail. I thank God for the elderly and their wisdom and knowledge that made me the young, wise Christian young man I am today. Amen. Everybody can't say that, Brother Martez.
That's right. That's right.
You know, wisdom has been poured into us, but we still did our foolery. Sister Carolyn Holmes says, guess what? I'm still here. I thank God for those beatdowns.
I know that's right.
I'm still here too. And I got right. a lot of whoopings.
Did you?
Yes.
Were you cutting up like that, Reverend, growing up?
My mama and them didn't play. And you know, I went to a Catholic school and the nuns would whoop us at school and call home and tell my mama I got a whooping. And when I got home, I'd get another whooping.
Who would whoop you, your mom or your dad?
My mother would.
Okay.
My mother would. My dad whipped us a couple of times when my mother stopped letting him whip us. She wouldn't allow it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody said a beat down probably kept me out of jail. Beat down probably kept us a lot of us out of jail.
That's good. Uh-huh. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's not try to press it, Lady Kim. The hour's upon us.
Yes,
and
it
where
is.
Are we in Proverbs 10?
We're still in 10. We'll go to 11 next week. How about that?
Okay. Yeah, let's stop there for tonight.
Excuse me.
But this has been a great study. And what we'll do next week, we'll pick it up at chapter 11. And we're going to move through some verses there in chapter 11. Then we'll go to 12, 13, 14. And we'll see how far we can get in terms of trying to get to chapter 30, and hopefully we'll get there next week. If not, we won't push it, but we'll go ahead and take our time so we can bring some clarity to some of the things that we're talking about.
Amen. Okay? Amen. So I did not see any prayer requests.
Okay.
Just continue to lift up our church. Mm-hmm. Our leadership meeting is this Saturday at 10 o'clock a.m. This is an in-person meeting. Also, there will be town hall meeting mm-hmm. at 12 noon with all of the judges who are running
That's right.
for election.
That's right.
So come to the town hall meeting. You know, if you don't have any pertinent questions right now that are pressing on you, you might hear something mm-hmm. and you might want clarity in. You know, I hope you do come with some questions that you want to ask. So the Judicial Town Hall Forum is going to take place at ATOP. Thank you, Sister Theron, 12 noon to 2 p.m. So ATOP is an early voting site. Early voting is going to begin, I think, on the 15th or 18th or mm-hmm. something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't have the information in front of me. It might have been on the, what she just, no. Early voting will be at our church. So vote early. You know, the lines are always really, really short. You can just walk right in at the beginning of early voting. So make sure you take advantage of early voting. You won't have to stand in any hot, long lines for, you know, a long period of time.
Okay. Anything else we need to be aware of?
That's all that I can think of. Our new members class will come up on the following Saturday.
The 17th.
I think it's the 17th.
Let's see.
On that following Saturday. So That's the 16th.
16th.
Okay. On the 16th.
And so, early voting starts on the
15th. On the 15th. That's she right. has it here now. Early mm-hmm. voting will take place 30th. July 15th through the 30th.
Right.
So vote early and avoid the long lines. Now, if you wait until the election day, which is August the 4th, you will have to go to your assigned precinct to
That's
vote.
Right.
That's what makes early voting so great. You can go to any early voting site and cast your mm-hmm. vote.
Okay. And these judges are going to be there Saturday. I think it will be good to just listen and hear some of the things that they stand for and what they're all about. That usually kind of signals, gives me a clear signal
when
I go, who to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's good, even if you don't have any questions, just show up. And ATOP has been chosen for these town hall meetings because we have a high turnout in our early voting. And a lot of people in the eastern side of town, they go to ATOP and come there for voting. And it's centrally located for mm-hmm. most of the communities that along Riverdale and
Amen.
All back in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. Well, this is going to come to a close for our time together tonight. And once again, we thank God for each of you. And we hope you're staying safe out there and that you are having a great day today. And we praise God for his continued blessings upon us. And for him sustaining us in the midst of everything that we're going through.
Amen. Amen. Let us go to God in prayer. God, we thank you for this Bible study today, the words of wisdom that you have penned for us to make our lives easier. We thank you for each Bible study participant tonight, God. We thank you for their comments, their outlook, and their insight on your word. We ask, oh God, that we take the words that we've heard on tonight and allow them to be a seed and fertile soil to our soul. Allow us, oh God, to go forth to be the light that you have called us to be and the salt that you have called us to be. We love you. We thank you. We lift up the sick and shut in to you. We lift up those who are incarcerated to you. We lift up those with mental health problems to you. We lift up the families of those who lost their life in yet another tragic and unnecessary murder. We lift up to you, God, all those who are suffering with any kind of illness or sickness, those that are in the hospitals, in the nursing homes, God, just touch them with your finger
yes,
of love
God.
On
yes,
tonight.
God.
We thank you, oh God, for each member of ATOP who continues to consistently pour into the ministry. We ask, oh God, that you would open the floodgates of heaven, oh God, and allow us to be the ministry that you have called us to be. We thank you for our pastor and the gifts of those who work in ministry alongside of the pastor to make ministry work. We love you. We thank you. We bless you for every blessing that you have bestowed upon us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
One thing we did omit, Lady Kim, was our Leadership Training Institute starts
oh, that's
on the
right.
14th.
Yes.
And so you'll hear more about that as we move forward, but we're excited about that. Leadership Institute 2.0, and it's going to be on Thursday nights, and so we're looking forward to it. Well, look, y'all have a blessed rest of the evening. Enjoy yourselves. Relax a little bit if you haven't already. And until next time, you be blessed.
Bye-bye. Love you guys.